and Ocean.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. An increase in sick outs by air traffic controllers is affecting airports in Burbank, California, Newark, Nashville, Indianapolis, Albuquerque, and Denver. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has details.
Nick Daniels is the president of the Air Traffic Controller Union.
There is no concerted effort for air traffic controllers to go in and somehow impede this system. But what it shouldn't be is waiting to see how long air traffic controllers can last, waiting to see when we do break in a system that we know is as fragile as it is today.
The FAA says it will slow down flights to maintain safety during staffing shortages.
Federal employees unions are reacting angrily to President Trump's threat to withhold back pay from furloughed federal workers. CBS's Allison Keyes has that.
President Trump signed a law ensuring back pay for federal workers during a spending lapse, but now he says it depends upon who we're talking about.
There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says
every single furloughed federal employee is entitled to back pay.
Sources say members of the Texas National Guard will deploy to and around Chicago Wednesday. CBS News Chicago reporter Sabrina Franza says some Chicagoans are worried.
In other parts of the city, there's this sense of worry and fear of if or when they might see agents showing up in their neighborhood or to their building and what that might look like, what destruction might exist after the door is broken down.
Are laws barring mental health counselors from discussing therapy intended to change children's sexual orientation or gender identity unconstitutional? CBS's Jan Crawford says the Supreme Court heard arguments on the case.
The justices seem sympathetic to the therapist's free speech claims, but it's unclear how the court will rule or whether they'll send it back to the lower courts. But regardless, this is shaping up to be a blockbuster term. There are cases on gun rights, voting rights, whether transgender athletes can participate in girls' sports.
Conversion therapy is prohibited in more than 20 states. Federal data obtained by CBS News shows the number of unlawful crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border has fallen to its lowest annual level in more than 50 years.
The Trump administration would certainly credit the deployment of thousands of national troops to the border. Some parts of the border have been militarized. Importantly, it has also virtually ended the practice of releasing migrants into the U.S. interior. That has long been viewed as a pull factor that attracts illegal immigration.
CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The owner of an NFL team is going to have to pay up for a gesture he made at a game this past weekend.
The crowd went wild for Jerry Jones when he stood up in his box at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey Sunday after Dak Prescott's fourth touchdown pass. But that shriek is after Jones threw up his middle finger to the crowd. He says it was inadvertent, but now the NFL has fined the Dallas Cowboys owner $250,000. The 82-year-old says on his radio show 105.3 The Fan that he was interacting with Dallas fans, not Jets fans.
There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Veteran 40-year-old quarterback Joe Flacco's on the move again. The Cincinnati Bengals acquired him end from the Cleveland Browns, along with a 2026 sixth-round draft pick in exchange for a fifth-round pick next season. Bengals QB Jake Browning's been struggling. Christopher Cruz.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, a high right around 60 degrees. And sun will continue to warm us up Thursday, highs in the low 60s. Temps continue to warm for Friday and the weekend, currently 51 degrees.
your night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. Different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
been saying. The joke was on me. as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Greendale and Gurnee. The ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans. From action figures to comic books to pro wrestling merch and sports memorabilia, every shelf tells a story and every gift is unforgettable. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
WRJN. I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, hey, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. Gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but I
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
Tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the post side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town. Yeah.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Thank you.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Love before got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. James Comey will be arraigned today on charges of lying to the Senate. He's the first of a number of people President Trump has said should be prosecuted for prosecuting him. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
The former FBI director fired by President Trump in 2017 has denied wrongdoing, but he will face two criminal charges at an arraignment at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia today. The president has celebrated this case, calling James Comey a liar. Critics of the administration say the Trump administration is weaponizing the Department of Justice to go after a political rival.
National Guardsmen from Texas are expected to be deployed to Chicago as early as today. CBS's Nicole Skenga tells us what they'll be doing.
Fresh off of C-17's, roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard going to a military facility for operational debriefs. Their assignment, well, the Pentagon.